Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Inform and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars. Today's rock star, Michelle McSwain. She is the co-founder and CEO of Pablo. So happy you're here.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. And so you always knew that you wanted to be an entrepreneur since you were a kid. Tell me that story.
Yeah. So I always knew I wanted to kind of have my own company. As a kid, when I was like 7 or 8, I started my first business, which was a little neighborhood newspaper. And it was all around, I was trying to raise money for myself to buy a trampoline because my parents wouldn't buy one for me. So I started this little newspaper and I would sell it door to door. And it was all, you know, like local news happening in the news in the neighborhood. So yeah, that was my first little business. And then
You developed a passion for photography.
I did.
Where did that come from?
You know, I was always interested in the arts and I was pretty creative. My mother's really creative. My uncle was also a photographer. And I had a really amazing photography teacher in high school and really fell in love with it and started to pursue that in college and just really loved it. And eventually I moved to New York City to attend like a photo internship. And it just went from there.
Yeah, and your career has really just kind of organically grown.
Yes.
Obviously, it's one thing to have the passion and the idea. It's another thing to execute it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Tell me how the idea of photo lighting first came about. And what is it?
Right. So I moved to New York and started doing photography. And I met my co-founder, Ryan. And we started doing a photographic technique called light painting. Or long exposure photography. And what that is if you've ever seen a photograph of cars driving by at night and the taillights are blurred.
Totally, yeah.
That's a long exposure photograph, or a light painting is another.
Yeah, it looks super
term
cool.
For it. Yeah, it's super fun. And it's basically just holding the shutter open on a camera. And any light that passes in front of the camera will leave a trail. And the reason you can't see it with your eyes is because our eyes are constantly updating the information that passes in front of it. Mm-hmm. So it really only works if you have a camera that you can do a manual setting on.
Which you had that camera, you loved the style,
yeah,
and then
exactly.
All of a sudden you were starting to do this for other people.
Yes.
Through photo booths.
Exactly.
How did that first job come about?
It was pretty random. So my co-founder Ryan and I, we were, you know, just running around doing this type of photography, posting it on Flickr when Flickr was really big, and started to make a name for ourselves. And then we started being invited to come to, you know, small company holiday parties and set up a little photo booth where we could do our light painting photography, which basically was us drawing around people with lights, writing their name in lights, giving them angel wings. So
cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. And we went on to do that for several years and we traveled globally. We were the first to actually ever create the light painting photo booth. Since then, there's been copycats, but we started this.
Was it all word of mouth that was getting
you around the world?
Yeah, we
were doing jobs for Google, Microsoft, PlayStation. We did a 12-day shoot in Saudi Arabia. That's another story.
Wow. because it was so unique and innovative, yeah. people were finding you and saying, exactly. we want you to come to our parties.
Exactly.
And then at some point, there was such a demand where people were like, hey, how can I do this easily
yes.
on my own? And yeah. that's kind of where the app was born, right?
Exactly. So every one of these events that we would do, people were like, I love this. How can I do this? And we used to say, well, you need an expensive professional camera. You need a little photography knowledge, a tripod. And we started realizing, wow, there's a demand for this, but there's not an easy and accessible way. So we created our first and one of the first light painting apps for mobile.
This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Michelle McSwain. She's the CEO and co-founder of Pablo. So you decided there is a demand for photo lighting and creating it very easily and at home.
Yes.
What was one of the first steps and maybe challenges that you faced once you wanted to execute this app?
So Ryan and I, my co-founder, we went ahead and had to outsource and find a developer to help us create this app.
Because both of you were the idea people, the
right,
creatives,
exactly.
knew the techniques. Okay.
Exactly, but we weren't developers. So that was our first and our biggest challenge and roadblock. This was in 2010. We were a little ahead of the technology available to really create what we were trying to make and simulate this light painting photography, but on a mobile device. Fortunately, we met Kareem, who's our third co-founder mm-hmm. now, over a shared passion and love for light painting. And he is a technologist and an amazing image processor. And he has a shop out in Cairo, Egypt, actually. And we joined forces with him and we became Pablo, our company now.
Yeah, and was that an easy transition or were there some road bumps on the way?
It was... Meeting him was kind of like meeting the missing piece. I felt like our team was finally created and
whole.
Yeah, exactly.
So it started to flow easily from mm-hmm. there.
Okay. Yeah, so now we were able to all bring our ideas to the table and also have someone there to help us make them a reality.
Yeah, so what's a typical day like now for you?
We use Google Hangouts and Skype a lot. So Kareem is in Cairo.
Oh, he still is.
Yeah, and we have our two full-time developers are also in mm-hmm. Cairo. And so we talk with them every single day. So it's a lot of back and forth. Starting early in the morning is another thing because we are working on their time schedule mm-hmm. a little bit. But yeah.
How many hours a day would you say that you work? That's always not a good sign.
You know, it's running your own business gives you a little flexibility to structure your day.
Yeah, so that's a nice part of it.
Yeah, so I would say the hours I work, they're all over the place. You know, I start super early in the morning. I usually take a break in the afternoon. I take my dog to the park. And then I work late into the evening. So the hours always kind of vary, but it's a lot.
So it sounds like you really need your breaks to stay productive and inspired.
Definitely.
And then I know one of your organizational hacks is to create a deadline, and that's something yeah. you really learned when you were working in corporate
yeah.
America. So
yes.
how has this helped you?
So one of the biggest tips that I feel like I could give anyone is to set a goal for yourself. And this is how we work with our developers and our team, even on the marketing side. We set target goals and we work really hard to try and achieve them. Obviously, there's always going to be things that come up and get in the way. But as long as we are all on the same page and we have a goal in mind, we most of the time achieve it. So I feel like if you are someone wanting to start a business or even just, you know, get a website up, just set a goal. And it's okay if it's arbitrary, like an
yeah.
arbitrary date. Just put it on the calendar and hold yourself accountable to it.
And it's all about those tangible baby steps leading
exactly.
up to that goal,
exactly.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you say is your strength and weakness as a CEO?
I would say being able to achieve these goals and hit a deadline mm-hmm. is definitely a strength of mine. I feel very confident that I can take an idea and execute on it and get it done. Mm-hmm. A weakness of mine, I would say, is it's hard to stay organized. It's hard to stay organized with all the people that I'm dealing with.
So how have you become more organized as you've gone on?
I mean, I use some different I have some different ways, but I try to do my emailing in a different way. And we use a platform called Asana, which is like project management. Yeah. And that's been really helpful to remain organized. And I try to not be reactionary, which is something that I think maybe a lot of CEOs and co-founders experience from time to time. You know, when they see something, they just want to react to it right away. So what I've tried to start doing is allow myself at least a day before making big decisions and before sending out big emails that maybe derail us a bit, and just making sure I'm taking everything a little slower and thinking it through.
Yeah, and especially important since you're the leader of your company. How would you describe your leadership style?
Well, I think my team would say I'm definitely, I push these guys a lot, and I push myself a lot. But like I said, I like to work really hard and stick to a plan and try to achieve goals.
So you push them as in you want to motivate them, yeah. You want them to work hard.
Yeah, I would say so.
And how much is creativity a part of what you're doing now?
It's still at the core. I mean, now I have to deal with our QuickBooks and budgeting and things like that.
A lot of analytical things.
Yeah, and, you know, planning, and it's a lot of deck building and speaking with investors. So that's definitely been a learning curve and difficult, but creativity is still at the core. Myself and my two co-founders, the three of us still come together and we discuss every single style and button that goes in the app. And we all make sure we are all on the same page before going through with any of the creative elements. And that's been really fun.
Is it ever hard to all agree?
We definitely have had our disagreements for sure. And I think that's with any team.
So how do you resolve it?
We try to look at things strategically and from a user standpoint. It's easy to get in your head when you're creating a product that you're so close to and familiar with to lose sight of how your users are using that product.
Yeah, so we bring it back to that.
Yeah, so we try and just bring it back to that and what makes the most sense.
Awesome. We will be right back with Michelle McSwain. She's the co-founder and CEO of Pablo, and we are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rocks. Stars.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Inform and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars. I'm joined by Michelle McSwain. She is the co-founder and CEO of Pablo. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So right away, just tell me, what is Pablo?
So Pablo is an app for your mobile device that gives easy and affordable access to what was once a difficult photographic technique called light painting. So that is kind of our short little pitch.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
So when you had this idea, you wanted to make it accessible for people.
Yes.
Did you create a business plan to package it all nice, or was it more of an evolving process?
This has definitely been evolving since we started the company. We have a really amazing advisor that we meet with every single week, and we have since the beginning of forming our company, and he has helped us really come up with what our business plan is and what our revenue stream is going to look like. And so I would say it's definitely been evolving, and we're pretty excited about
it. Yeah, and that's a really good point, because a lot of times you have this great idea,
yeah,
and you know it's valuable, but then it's like, how do I monetize it?
Yeah.
I mean, so many of the mainstream social media apps have that issue of how do you monetize it. So tell us what you came up with.
So we kind of wanted to mimic our experience as photographers in the light painting community, which was, you start pretty basic. So we launched with Pablo, which we actually are releasing on Android this week, which is very exciting. Since September, we've been on iOS. And we, like I said, wanted to mimic our experience as light painters. So we released a free version of Pablo. And this gives you all the basics that you need to actually be able to create with this type of technique. In early 2017, we will be launching with a pro version. And we're following like a Dropbox model, basically, where there's a freemium and then a premium way. So you will be able to upgrade if you're interested in the technique and unlocking new features. And it will actually be like a subscription-based model.
So in the meantime, you obviously have to fund it yourself. So how did you go about getting funding?
Yeah, so we started with a small friends and family round, and that has been what has been sustaining us so far. And we're right now looking to raise our next round, like a seed round.
Mm-hmm. So I have to ask, a lot of people do go to friends and family for funding. Is it awkward or does it feel natural? How do you have that conversation with your friends and family?
We were fortunate enough so our third co-founder, Kareem, his father-in-law and their family were fortunate enough to believe in our idea and believe in us. Yeah. So it actually...
just takes the right person.
Yeah, the right person.
That wants to invest in you, believes in your idea. So strategically knowing who to go to, probably, not just a mass email to all friends and family.
Yeah, so we're super grateful to him and that family for believing in us and allowing us this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So you said you had an advisor. Yes. How did you find this advisor and tell me about them?
So he was actually a good friend of our investor, and he's in New York, so it was easy for us to meet with him, and he's been wonderful, and he's started in several companies, and he's been just amazing.
What are some of the main things that you've learned from him that have been really helpful?
He has really helped us see the bigger picture, and I think that's one of the biggest things that co-founders and CEOs sometimes have a hard time when starting a company, is seeing that bigger picture. Maybe off the bat, it's like, oh, you can see this huge picture of what it's going to look like, but once you actually get to the nitty-gritty of creating your product, developing it, figuring out how to market it, figuring out how to monetize.
You're just trying to survive sometimes.
Right.
You get to day two.
Right. You really lose sight of the bigger picture. So with meeting with our advisor on a weekly basis, he's been able to help keep us on track and provide us with incredible insight and help.
Awesome. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Michelle McSwain. She is the CEO and co-founder of Pablo. So you have how many employees?
So we're made up of a team of myself and my other two co-founders, and we have two full-time developers.
But you work with a lot of freelancers, right?
We work with a lot of freelancers.
And that has proven to be very helpful, and specifically using different freelance sites, right?
Yes. Yeah. One of the hardest things I think we've encountered is finding good help. It's really hard to find someone who's just as passionate about your baby as you are.
Yeah.
So we have worked with Upwork and Angel Co., which are websites that have been really great and valuable in finding people with the right expertise and experience, and being able to see other people who have worked with them and their comments.
So great. For those who don't know, explain what Upwork and Angel Co. are, and what's the key to finding good talent on those sites?
Yeah, so they're basically platforms that you can go and search other freelance developers, people in social media. I mean,
any industry. Yeah.
And it's similar to like a Yelp, where they have ratings from other people they've worked with or worked for. So you really can kind of see and gauge like, oh, does this person have the right expertise for what I'm looking for? You can even see other people's comments who have worked with them. So it's really...
And the reliability too, because if you've worked with a lot of people and have a lot of stars, that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just starting to create a work culture as you grow your company.
Yes.
Have you learned anything about how to do that the correct way?
It's been difficult for us just because we are spread out. Like half of our team is in Cairo and the other half is in New York. So it's been a little difficult, but we definitely try and celebrate all the little milestones, a lot of Skype. When we had our first launch, we each brought champagne and did a little Skype celebration, which was really exciting. We also try to do little contests internally with our team just to motivate us and get us using the app all the time. And my whole idea behind that is I want our team using this product as much as possible so we can not only be testing it constantly, but, you know, figure out the interface and what upgrades and changes we can make.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine having a big social media presence is huge. What's been your strategy for that?
Yeah, so we actually have just really started focusing on our social outlets. And one thing that we have just kicked off within the last few weeks has been our ambassador program. We've been going around and looking for photographers who are interested in light painting or
into the aesthetic that is Pablo and bringing them on as ambassadors. And we're working with them to create beautiful content that we can share and promote, and they can also share and promote. So that has been like our number one strategy so far with growing our social media.
How do you find these people?
Just through researching on social platforms, like on Instagram.
Just seeing what their natural passion is.
Painting. Yep, searching keywords and linking up with the community. Also, Ryan and I have been in the light painting community for so many years. We knew a lot of people already.
Yeah.
So it's really just trying to connect with them and grow this community.
Yeah, so you get their beautiful content. What do they get? What's their incentive?
We have different programs worked out. Some of it is paid. Sometimes we do where we pay to promote a post and we'll tag them.
So exposure.
For them. So, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much to my guest, Michelle McSwain. She's the co-founder and CEO of Pablo, and we are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's summer meals program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
1, 2, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Inform and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, and joining us is Nikki Jackson. She's the CEO and founder of RangeMe. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
All right, give me the elevator pitch and however you want to give it. What is RangeMe?
Okay, so essentially RangeMe is a product discovery platform that enables retail category buyers to source new innovation for their stores.
So give me a contextual example. Walk me through. So I'm the buyer. I'm the decision maker in the process for Target.
Yeah.
Now what?
So essentially the platform ensures that if a category buyer is set up in the platform, your example is a Target, the buyer is set up with the categories that they buy for. So if you're a buyer of skincare and you only want to see skincare products, you only see products that are relevant to your category.
On your website, RangeMe.
Within the platform. It's a closed platform for buyers. And not only that, we give buyers the right tools to find the right products, whether they're looking for products with a certain margin, a certain approval certification. They may look for something that they want that's organic, certified, maybe it's minority owned. Whatever it is, they basically let us know what are their preferences and what are their filters, and the platform intelligently recommends products to them that best meets their needs.
How do you make money? Do you make money by facilitating the deals and get a small percent, or do they have to pay a monthly and that's how you make your money?
So we're monetizing through premium features that the suppliers can opt to pay for.
Okay. Where are you from? You have an accent.
Okay. I'm from Sydney, Australia. Down under. Yes.
It's very faint. Very faint Australian accent.
I was born in South Africa, lived in London for a bit, and most of my time in Australia.
So it's kind of a mix between the South African and Australia.
Yeah.
I love that.
Surprisingly, the people in the US love it.
What was it like moving around to all those places?
It was great. I mean, I did it when I was young, childless, husbandless. So I was, you know, it was a very different time.
Yeah.
I think when you relocate to a new country with a business plus a whole family, it adds another layer onto it, but equally is just as exciting.
When did you move to the US?
We moved just over 12 months ago.
To the US?
To the US, to San Francisco.
Okay.
So and then, we grew very quickly.
And are you still in San Francisco now?
Yep.
Okay.
That's home.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And how has it been doing business in the US versus some of the other places you've been?
Absolutely amazing. So I've always worked for US companies. In the past, I worked at Kellogg's, Pepsi. All my colleagues, a lot of them were American. So I just love the way Americans do business. I love the way they communicate. I love the way they present. And I feel like everyone here is after the next best thing. Cool. People want to collaborate. They want to partner. And if I think about our journey over the last 12 months, it's just been incredible. And it's because we're in this amazing market.
Well, tell me, what has your journey been like over the last 12 months?
Wow, it's just gone like that.
Well, give me the highlights.
So the highlights are...
The best parts and the worst parts.
Well, the best parts are the fact that RangeMe is actually meeting a real need in the market. If you think about yourself going to the grocery store 5-10 years ago, it was all about big brand names. Now there's a huge surge of these emerging brands, whether if you think about in grocery, it's organic, natural, artisan. And
I'll buy a brand I never heard of before.
Exactly.
Much more likely nowadays.
Exactly. But yet, consumers are less brand loyal. They're more trend loyal. So they're looking for the next biggest trend, and they don't care where they buy it. And what's happened is retailers now need to keep up to date. And it's a very difficult process for them to do it. How do they keep up to date with products that are launching 365 days of the year? And that's why RangeMe has really fulfilled that need for a lot of big retailers who have to keep up with the likes of Amazon, who can launch products and get them to the consumer at the speed of light.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah, so the biggest highlights for us is launching a proposition in the marketplace and a marketplace full of products that is actually meeting an unmet need for big box retailers in the United States. And so that's been hugely exciting when presenting to vice presidents of purchasing and, you know, hugely senior people, and they're like hugely excited by offering and what we're doing because it's really changing the shape of how buyers can source new innovation.
How did you come up with the idea? I feel like a lot of the times people come up with a business model, a product, a service out of a desire and need and a want to solve a problem that they experienced in their own life. Now, that's not always the case, but Was that the case for you, or what spawned the idea to create this business?
Absolutely. So as I said before, my background is in consumer packaged goods. I used to work at Kellogg's, Pepsi, had a lot of experience bringing big brands to market. And around 3.5 years ago, I had my second child who had terrible eczema.
Congrats.
Thank you. She's just turned 4. And I started on the path of developing an organic skincare range for children with eczema. I was using a local compounded cream by a chemist, and I decided to take that formulation, commercialize it, and bring it to market. But what happened is I came to the common problem that a lot of innovative emerging brands have, and that's how difficult it is to break down the wall and access a buyer at a major retailer when you're not a big brand name like a Kellogg or a Pepsi and you have that established relationship. But what was happening is, as I said, the market has shifted. It's now about trends, which is driving consumer demand. And so retailers now need to look at these emerging brands who drive higher profitability, a higher price point, and actually are driving most of the growth in their categories. Yeah. And so how do retailers source and find these innovative brands? They can't speak to them one by one. There's just too many of them. So I decided to actually develop a technology solution to enable these emerging brands to be discovered.
Okay. Which I think is phenomenal. And I think the fact that you went from working for the big companies where you saw the problem and now you created the product is what's so cool. CEO and founder of RangeMe, Nikki Jackson, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. I love your story so far. I think it's so cool that you were like the secret weapon at the big stores. And now you kind of learned from, you know, where the holes in their business model was. Went out, and now you're able to serve that. Are you actually working with Pepsi and Kellogg's, the companies that you worked at?
Absolutely not working with them.
They're not somebody that's using your platform, RangeMe?
No. So the platform is predominantly emerging brands, so brands that are on trend, up and coming. So we don't necessarily service Kellogg and Pepsi at the moment because they have those.
But you work with the big, with the decision makers there, right?
With the retailers. So these big brands have got their established relationships with the retailers.
Yeah.
But actually, these big brands aren't growing. So if you look at grocery, for example, over the last year, big national brands are growing by 0.3%, so pretty much flat.
Yeah.
Medium-sized brands are growing at 3.8%, and small emerging brands are growing by almost 12%.
But that 12% is on a relative scale because 12% of a billion is much different than 12% of 100,000.
Yes,
so
the trend is going to continue.
But the trend is continuing.
And what's happening time and time again in these small emerging brands are being bought out by Kellogg's, Pepsi, P&G, Unilever.
So, you know, you name this statistical growth, but again, I'd take 0.3% of a billion, then 12% of 100,000. However, what is the lifetime cycle of that company that does have 12% growth? Do they just die after 3 years? Do they fail? A lot of times that's what happens. I feel like these companies will get a lot of success early on and then they'll fail. So do you know what, you know, these big companies are looking for when they acquire a business? Is it proof of concept, track record of success? Is it just a good idea? Like, you know,
it's definitely proof of concept.
A brand like Suja, you've heard of them. They got hundreds of millions of dollars from Coca-Cola and I think Goldman Sachs.
Mm-hmm.
And they started off as just a small little health drink in San Diego. And now their company's valued at like $500-600 million.
Yeah.
So brands like that would be a good platform for RangeMe. Early stages.
It's all those emerging brands that are wanting to attract and track the retailers. And these are the next best thing. These are the on-trend brands.
Yeah.
A lot of them are started by minority-owned groups, whether it's women, veterans, mom entrepreneurs. And what's so exciting is we get to see when these brands are actually taken in by some of the major retailers and through the platform. So That's the best prize at the end of it, to see that these emerging brands are actually finding a place on the shelves, and it's thanks to the platform for doing that. And one day, these brands may be the ones that are bought out for billions of dollars because they've got that traction.
So then you guys have to figure out a way to get a little skin in the game there and get a little couple points.
It's a very interesting model.
Trying to figure that out.
Yeah, and a lot of these smaller brands, you know, they need access to funding, sales support.
It's like a mini
support.
Shark Tank kind of site.
Of course, yeah. It is.
I love that.
Yeah.
So, you know, your business sounds really interesting. It sounds exciting. And I think that it's kind of, you're talking about trends.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys are capitalizing on that trend.
Oh, absolutely. We see products as they're brought to market. You know, a product launches in the market, they create their social media pages, they get their barcode, their packaging, and they're on RangeMe. It's absolutely amazing to see these trends coming well before they hit the shelves.
And you guys have an easy, seamless, sounds like checklist and process that these companies go through.
Absolutely.
And so You know, I think the business model is super smart. I think you're capitalizing on a trend, which is what you guys are all about, is finding trends and then having your business model capitalize on those trends. But if you could go back and talk to yourself in your first year of business, what would be maybe one or two pieces of advice you'd share with yourself? Because whatever that is, it's probably beneficial for millions of people listening to us about what they should probably be aware of.
Yes.
You know, for myself, there's a lot of things, but I want to hear from you. What's one or two things?
I think the challenge is you surround yourself by so many people. So you've mentioned all those stakeholders, and you get so many mixed opinions about what you should do and what you should be doing. So that is probably the one of the most difficult things as I look back. And now I'm sitting in this chair now, that you really have to, you have to hear everyone and listen to what they say, digest it, and then think, okay, well, what is right for this business in the next quarter, in the next 6 months, in the next 12 months? And so part of your role as a CEO and a founder is trying to distill all these ideas, all these thoughts, all these recommendations, and all this advice, and really create the right path forward with a strong leadership team behind you.
So that's what you would go back and tell yourself?
Yes, I would be saying, like, know that that's going to happen. Because in the very beginning, I was like, yes, surround yourself by as many people as you can. And then what I realized is that the more you surround yourself with so many people, the harder it sometimes can be. So you really have to pick and choose
the
right people. And I have been so fortunate to find the right people who have been honest, fair, and who you can be honest with, which is the most important. And then I think the other thing is, be open-minded, because you never know who that person that's sitting next to you at a conference.
You never know who they are,
you never know what they're going to do. And I have an incredible story about my first few months in the United States, sitting next to someone who now says to me, Nikki, at the time you probably thought I was like a gray-haired guy just trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
And he has been, he's an industry veteran in the retail space, very well networked, and has been incredible in opening doors and truly believing in RangeMe as a platform and a product to shake up the industry and improve a lot of process. And this is someone who has been in retail for the last, I shouldn't say it, but probably like 30, 40 years, and is very well respected. And there he was talking to me, and I was open-minded to, of course, talk to him and learn as much as I can from him. And he still says to me today, like, you probably thought, when I was trying to talk to you, you didn't even know who I was. Yeah. And I think that's the most important lesson, is keep an open mind. Don't judge, speak to people, because you just never know where it's going to lead you.
Which is perfect advice, because so many people need to realize that that is a distinction, that a lot of times you go, oh, well, I should just surround myself with as many people as possible and see what happens. But although that may be good advice, depends, but I love it, because you want to focus on the quality of the people you hang out with. And then, you know, you said have an open mind. It reminds me of this quote, a mind is like a parachute. It only works when it's open. And so
exactly,
keep an open mind, always be learning, and just be humble. You never know who you're going to run into. Nikki? Pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
Greta is a drill instructor.
On your feet and negotiate this obstacle.
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
I do not have all day, people.
But in her free time, Greta's an amazing poet, and she knows it.
The green grass, it whispers to me like an ancient firefly.
Look at her throw those verses with confidence. But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
A little help here?
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage.
My confidence, it's returned like a jealous lover on a rainy night.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Let's check in with Mark Lack.
How do you compete in a competitive space? I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now is Lawrence Wu. He's the CEO of Wuju. What's up, brother?
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Pleasure to have you on the show. What's your company to do? Tell us about it.
Sure. So Wuju has two lines of hot sauces, an original and extra hot, and we're trying to take the next step in the hot sauce space as far as ingredients in terms of flavor, you know, being less focused on the pepper, more focused on flavor, specifically with an international flavor profile and a sweet side.
Well, we're talking about how to compete in a competitive space. So how are you guys able to not only be profitable, but also grow your business in such a competitive industry?
Sure. So at first, when I was starting off, it was like, you know, what do I want to focus on? And it came down to simplification in such a competitive industry. And for me, it boiled down to the sweet side, you know, niching down to looking at the more mild market, which is the largest segment of the hot sauce space, and focusing on leveraging the sweet side to get that market.
So how do you see yourself being able to grow your business moving forward? Because it's one thing to get to the level that you're at now, but it's a whole other thing to try to compete with some of the $100 million and $1 billion companies in your space. So how do you plan to do that?
Sure. Well, I guess the first thing is being able to compete in on the shelf, right? That's the first step with first interaction that you have with your customers. And my label is very unique. It's a beautiful watercolor label. And then the ingredients, we have 16 ingredients on there, if you include the ingredients of mustard as well. And, you know, being able to diversify and stand out just through something like your packaging, that's a kind of great way to start.
What do you think are some of the mistakes that people typically make when starting a business that has the competition ultimately crush them?
Sure. Well, I think the biggest mistake, at least in my industry, the grocery business, is assuming that once you get a big name like Whole Foods, Albertsons, or Safeway, you're set, like you're golden. Because a lot of these big retailers, not only are you competing with these companies with huge pockets, but you're also required to, say, give a free case per store. And when you're dealing with hundreds or thousands of stores, to start off with, that's a huge upfront cost. So I would say just niching down as best as you can, getting those customers, whether it be regional or just very specifically.
So what do you think's been some of the key traits that have helped you guys become successful?
Sure. I think for me, it's been about the story. I started off in the pharmaceutical industry. I'm 2 years out of school, spent a year working in pharmaceuticals, and I needed to find a way to build a story behind the brand. And so what I did to prove the concept was I gave out 1,000 free bottles, shipped out from my parents' garage to random people online through a website called Reddit that tons of millennials go to. And I thought, you know, what's the best way to get honest opinion? And obviously, that was a great way to do it. And I got very positive feedback, which led me to Kickstarter, which led me to a food show, and now I'm here.
CEO of Wuju, Lawrence Wu, is joining us. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Lawrence, who are some of your favorite entrepreneurs out in the world that inspire you?
Sure. I think Tim Ferriss is a big one.
4-hour work week.
Yeah, 4-hour work week, probably one of my favorite books. It was just very real to me, and like leverage all of the great resources we have out there. And my parents work in restaurants, and they work more about hard work and persistence rather than working efficiently sometimes, I would say. So
Old school versus, you know, nowadays with technology and all the little growth hacks that are out there, it's all about working smart. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. It's how we use them that's going to determine our success. So what do you think are some of the things you know that help you work smarter instead of harder?
Sure. I mean, just keeping an open mind. And again, like I said, connecting with people, figuring out, you know, what's the most important, what are the most important mission critical things to think about. And then just kind of searching, doing my own due diligence. There's something as simple as Google searching, you know, what are the best tools, and, user ratings today so prevalent that it's pretty easy to do.
What are some of the lessons you learned as you started to build out your e-commerce site? Nowadays, there's so much money, so many new businesses, people teaching how to be successful on e-commerce. So what are some things that you've learned about e-commerce that would benefit our audience?
Sure, sure. So I think having enough, having the right plugins for me has been huge. At first I was like, oh, I want to keep this website pretty clean as far as like the functionality and look. But as I grew and had something like, say, a chat feature where it's like, hey, you know, I'm Lawrence from Wuju. If you need any help, like, please talk to me. I mean, it's really helped with conversion. And when you're dealing with small conversion percentages, every little bit counts. So I think that those minor details, those additions to the site, have made a world of a difference for us.
What about the numbers? I feel like when it comes to e-commerce, just as most businesses, but especially online, it all boils back down to the numbers. What's your customer acquisition cost, lifetime value, how much money are you spending, where are you allocating your funds, what are your margins, and so many other numbers that are key. Do you have any systems that you use to keep track of your numbers so that you can track and measure your growth?
For me, I mean, I'm a traditionalist, being a recent grad. I've used a ton of Excel in my internships to be perfectly transparent with you. And
keep it old school, baby. Use that Gmail Excel.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm pretty good with organizing everything there. So
awesome. Well, Lawrence, I appreciate you for coming on the show, brother. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. Connecting a community of entrepreneurs is what we do. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
service. Information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance.
BizTalk Radio.